The thoughts going through Ursula Flowerbutton's mind as she gazed up at the gilded, gargoyled, turreted double-gate tower of Christminster College, Oxford, were mostly of cucumber sandwiches. She might have studied Disraeli, Gladstone, Lincoln and de Gaulle to get through the impossible Oxbridge entrance exam, but in that moment, romantic nonsense of the fluffiest kind overpowered Ursula's intellectual capabilities. All she could think was that here she was, on her first day at Oxford University, about to commence 3 years of sepia-toned, Brideshead Revisited-style bliss. The TV version of Brideshead Revisited, Evelyn Waugh's classic Oxford novel, was the Downton Abbey of the 1980s, except everyone was secretly gay. She imagined herself poring over ancient historical manuscripts in hushed libraries by day. She'd sip hot Ovaltine while reading improving literature in her digs during the long winter evenings. There would be croquet on the college lawn on lazy summer afternoons, followed by tea and the aforementioned cucumber sandwiches. "Hey!" A sharp yell interrupted Ursula's reverie. She turned to see a rickety blue minivan with the words JYA Orientation Europe Limited emblazoned on the side, pulling away from the curb opposite the college. The source of the voice was soon revealed to be a rather exotic specimen, a girl with a voluminous puffed-up mound of dyed blonde hair was waving desperately at Ursula. She was dressed in a green bat-winged sweater, bubblegum pink pedal pushers, a trilby hat, and white sneakers. A heap of shiny orange suitcases surrounded her. "Help!" came the voice again. What a gorgeous American accent, thought Ursula, as light and frothy as an ice cream soda. Ursula was in awe. She'd never met an American before, let alone one who looked like she'd walked straight off the set of 16 Candles. The American girl's bright look made Ursula feel a little shabby. For her first day at Oxford, she'd dressed in a black watch kilt, Fair Isle sweater, old tweed hacking jacket, and a red wool beret knitted by her grandmother. "I'm coming!" Ursula called back, abandoning her beaten-up navy blue globetrotter suitcase and trunk on the cobblestones. She darted across the road, dodging the students on bicycles whizzing along Christminster Lane. "Hello," Ursula said to the girl when she reached her. "Are you all right?" "I'm totally confused," replied the American. "The traffic's all on the wrong side of the street and it's making me dizzy. I'm looking for the Christminster College campus." "Don't worry," Ursula reassured her, indicating the gate tower across the street. "You're here." "That?" The girl's eyes widened as they travelled up, up, up the famous building. "That is not a campus. That is a museum." The American then grinned, flashing immaculately straight teeth. She had chestnut-coloured eyes, thick dark eyebrows, and tanned skin. With her streaky blonde mane, she looked like a cross between Madonna and Brooke Shields. The girl's nose was a pretty snub, very narrow, slightly turned up at the end, just as perfect as her teeth. "You like my nose, huh?" said the girl. "Sorry, I didn't mean to stare," said Ursula, abashed. "It's okay, I got it from my sweet 16. That's when everyone gets their nose jobs in New York. It's a rite of passage." Ursula liked this girl already. She'd never met anyone as refreshingly frank. The classmates with whom she had spent most of her teenage years were the repressed results of the institutionalised timidity encouraged at English all-girls schools. The rite of passage for the majority of such creatures, Ursula included, was passing the Pony Club sea test. "I'm Ursula, by the way," she said, introducing herself. "I'm so happy to meet you. I'm Nancy." She surprised Ursula by giving her a huge hug, as though they were long-lost best friends. "Let's head over," said Ursula, unfurling herself from Nancy and grabbing as many of the suitcases as she could manage.